I want you to look at this statement. See, child of God, if you can follow me now, I want you to follow me attentively. Follow me attentively. The Bible said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. And he, that's the Lord, right? And he added no sorrow with it. And somebody can be quick to see this statement when the Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The first thing that comes to the mind of so many, they will begin to look at wealth, material riches. Or it maketh rich. I want somebody to have reason to be firmer in him. When he's speaking of making rich, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, he's not only speaking of money. He's not only speaking of the cars that you have or you don't have, or the houses, the splendor. There is something you have that makes you rich. As a special, do you know that if you are a Christian, you are a special species on earth? Do you know that you are a special species? That is why the Bible used that statement that you are a new creature or creation. You are something that is different from the others. Man, naturally, that is not in Christ, the makeup of this body is mind-blowing. Hope you know that. If you begin to look at the makeup of man, let's not talk of some of the things, the power of the mind, that one alone, if you begin to dissect the power of the mind, is something else. But when you begin to look at this human body, this body you are living in, you will come to understand that he that fashioned this body is too great. Then that same God that created, that molded this machine, is saying that you are a new creature. He's saying that you are something different from the others. Then you know that if you are a Christian, then what you are is beyond explanation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it's not been revealed to the hearts of man what God has prepared or kept in stock to those that love him. I'm trying to make you now to understand that scripture when he said the blessing of God maketh rich. Let me explain it further, then you will understand the blessing of God. Let's look at that scripture again. I want to show you something. How many of us used to read it as the blessings of God? Some people, and mommy used to read it, the blessings of God maketh rich. Most times when we quote it, we just say, the blessings of God maketh rich. Am I right? The blessings of God maketh rich. Now let's take a closer look at that scripture. It is not the blessings of God maketh rich. It said the blessing, one. It's a compound word. The blessing of the Lord. Now look at it. Maketh rich. It means that blessing of the Lord is what makes rich. It does not say the blessings of God make it rich. He said the blessing is a compound word of the Lord. That blessing now, it maketh rich. And when it makes rich, he, the Lord, added no sorrow with that blessing of the Lord. And if you want to look at the only thing you can truly use to quantify that statement that says the blessing, so that you will understand where you are to place your priorities as a Christian, that is what I want to achieve now. The blessing of the Lord. Blessing was given to us only on the cross of Calvary. Jesus himself is the blessing of the Lord to man. Now you will soon understand. He is the blessing of the Lord. He is the blessing of the Lord. No wonder he also began to use some compound words when he came. He said, I am the way. He did not say one of the ways or a way. He said, I am the way. He said, the truth, the truth, and the life. Do you understand it? He is the blessings of the Lord. It is that the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich. And when it makes rich, he does not add sorrow with it. He's a blessing to mankind. But like before I go there, like I was trying to say, when the Bible is speaking of the blessings of the Lord that make it rich, the rich is there. It's not only attributed to natural wealth. Let's look at a scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. So you understand this riches also. So that you begin to glorify the name of the Lord for bringing you to him. 1 Timothy chapter 6, it says, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things. Hope you are seeing it. He giveth us what? Richly all things. Verse 18, which is my emphasis. Verse 18. That they do good, that they be rich in good works. So riches also could amount to good works. And you can only do good works truly. You can truly only do good works when you have the blessing. That is why you begin to understand 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when he begins to say, you can give all your goods, you know, out to the poor, and if you don't have charity, it profits you nothing. Am I right? And the only way when you give out all your goods to the poor can profit you is when you have the blessing, when you are in him. And being in him is having eternal life. To start, when I say the blessing is the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm speaking of eternal life, because the gift of God is eternal life, and it is through Jesus. That is the blessing, that when you have, every other thing follows. That is the blessing that springs up and causes you to get other blessings. So I'm just trying to make you to understand. Did not even the Bible say something in, that should be 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5. That in everything ye are what? Enriched by him. You that is a Christian, you are what? Enriched by him in all utterance and in all knowledge. You are enriched. You can be, the blessing of the Lord can get you so rich in knowledge, so rich in utterance, so rich in the way you communicate, so rich in everything. It can, you know, I hope you know that the blessings of the Lord, when you have eternal life by Christ Jesus, trying to make you understand the blessing, so that it will get you firmer. When you have eternal life in him, hope you know, you will have peace. The peace, you know, this is something I can, if I have the opportunity of saying it like this every second of my life, I would keep narrating it this way. It gives you peace. It is part of the riches you can have in him. Do you understand me? It gives you joy. It gives you comfort. Those are things that is why you cannot look at that statement and then limit it to only material wealth. Because some of these riches, somebody can be so wealthy physically, but yet is very poor when it comes to peace or joy, safety. But as a believer, then you now understand that you are, see, you are ordained to have it all. You are meant to have it all. Both the riches and every other thing that follows it. So you will see why somebody would have to tell you, don't, when things are not going on well, or maybe you see a prophet will come and tell you that, God forbid, that poverty is a curse. Poverty is not part of the tribulation we are to go through. It is a curse. And you see why we come here. Those of us that hardly come to Friday vigils, you now see why you would have to be coming to Friday vigils. Because if you are in Him, the blessing of the Lord, when you are in Him, you already have eternal life. You already have eternal life. If you have eternal life, and the Bible is saying that the blessing of the Lord, that blessing, it maketh rich in all ramification. You should be rich, you should be complete. At least you should have a touch of all of it, and added no sorrow. Then you see why, if you are looking at any aspect of your life that is defected, you see why you should come to Friday vigil and pray. And pray, because you are coming to claim your birthright. It is your right in Him. It maketh rich and it added no sorrow. No. At all. Then look at this. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. To 33. Like I said, this last part of it, just as this exhortation is meant to cause you to see reasons to reflect on the things that the Lord has done, it is also meant to make you to stand firm and desire to be with Him. And that is what this is about to do now. Say, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Verse 32, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. Verse 33, now this is my emphasis. But what are you meant to do? What are you supposed to do, child of God? What are you supposed to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, all these scriptures, they are like, they are interconnected. They dovetail. When he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, if you look at it in the light of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22, that says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. This scripture is pointing to that same statement. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He said, that is the kingdom of God. Now, come to Jesus, seek Him. And when you are, and when that is done, He said, what will happen? Every other thing will follow. Just like in Proverbs, He said, the blessing of the Lord, that blessing. Seek ye first the kingdom. When you are in the kingdom, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing, compound word, that blessing, it maketh rich and it does not add sorrow to it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and what will happen? Every other thing will follow. So just like we have appreciated Him, child of God, for His goodness, His mercy, His provision, and everything that He's been giving you, you shouldn't remain on always looking at those things He gives you. Go beyond it. Just like when He met that woman at the well in John chapter 4, that woman from Samaria, and when He was trying to get, asked for water from that woman, And you know, when the conversation continued, but he told that woman something, that if you know who is talking to you, you will ask him and he will give you water, and the water that he will give you, it will spring out of your belly to become rivers of living water. You know, the woman caught something. The woman said, "Sir, you don't have anything to fetch anything. Okay, give me that water that if you give me, I will not taste again. I would have no reason to keep coming to this place to fetch." That is what happens when you seek his kingdom first and you are in him. But now watch something. It did not just say, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." It did not just say, "Come to Christ and remain there." He said, "And his righteousness." There are some words, and when you read the scripture and you begin to see things like that, you will appreciate this ministry. Oh, I thank God for directing my footsteps to the Pride Assembly Church. "Seek ye first is the kingdom of God and his righteousness." That when you, for you to have sustainable blessing and unceasing blessing, you go to the source of blessing, you get your anchor on the source of blessing, and if you are truly anchored, that is how to know those that are anchored in him and those that are not anchored in him. If you are truly anchored in him, he said, "And his righteousness." Now he's saying that don't just come to him. He said, when you come to him, follow him as he moves. That is what he's saying. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." When you come to him, follow him, because the righteousness of God is you having a right standing with God. And when you have a right standing with him, when he moves, you move. When he stops, you stop. When he bends, you bend. You become like the children of Israel that were in the wilderness, that even when they were eating, they were always ready, because they move. The Lord can decide to move at any time. And you hear pastor would always say, revelation is progressive. On social media, when you see some of these blind people talking, we posted some things on social media, and one young man came there in his own way of trying to talk. Anyway, by the time he finished talking, by the time some brethren responded, he saw that he only made a fool of himself. He was trying to refer to our pastor, Pastor Moses Alu, and he was saying, "Can you imagine that all the things he thought before, he is now coming to the altar to say he thought it wrong, and he's giving us a different light to him in his own way." That is his own way of saying that pastor has backslided. I almost wanted to respond. I said there is no need, because when he was typing that thing, I was seeing somebody that was blind and has refused to move and has remained blind. It doesn't even make sense logically. Do you understand? Somebody is coming out sincerely to say, "This thing where I talk, oh, now mistake all of us make, oh, not be so pure. That I have suddenly been enlightened that the Lord has caused me to see the truth about this thing." And he is opening the Bible to show you that truth in it. Not be on what? The Bible. Person that truly has the Holy Ghost will sit down and think again and discover that the Lord suddenly is moving. Follow him, move with the light. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing will be added." Brethren, while we are appreciating him in this period, I also want you to know that you shouldn't be carried away, especially if you are so blessed with the things around you. Let your focus remain on him. Let your stand still be with him. Remain rooted in him. Let this scripture apply to you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And you know, like I said, when you are reading the scriptures, follow it as it is deeply. Don't just say this mere word. over spiritualize it if possible and look at it again. When he said seek, when you use that word seek, every word used in the scripture is in joking. When he says seek, the act of seeking is a serious business. When you are seeking something, you get your eyes fixed on that thing. You don't blink. You search for it with everything within you. So when he says seek the kingdom of God, he did not just say, are you in Christ? Come to Christ. He said, come to him and get focused on him and do not get distracted, and follow him just as he moves, and be with him, stand with him, live for him, live right in him. Do everything, because in this present age, this age is so terrible, messed up, that everything around you will want to cause you to deviate from the Lord. And when he's saying seek ye first, he's telling you hold on to him so much that nothing matters anymore. And when you do that, rather than just asking for blessings, no man, I repeat, search the scriptures. And in our days, they that have walked with him, the word of God is just so simple. Why not obey his word as he says it? No man has ever followed him deeply and ever remained the same. You can follow him. Things might be, it might seem as if things are not working the way it should be, but at the long run, you will suddenly know that you were following a living God. That is dynamic. There is life in him. Look at, there is this illustration I love giving. When you only remain, come sir. When you stay only on his blessing, like you've been appreciating him, without getting your eyes fixed on him, if better made than tell you, say you're over spirituality, don't too much. Yes, no wahala. This is what most believers do. I hope the shadow, I love making this illustration. This is his shadow, right? This is his shadow. The blessings, the things that the Lord give you, all those wonderful things you keep coming for, protection, for money, for your job and every other thing. What you are actually coming to are the things that the blessing, this is the blessing of the Lord. This is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord is casting a shadow. But remember, this shadow is proceeding from this the blessing of the Lord. What some believers do is, instead of you to see that it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, it maketh rich, they keep coming after the, you know, this shadow, these things, every other thing. You know the implication, because when you are focused on the things you will get from him, when he moves, you will miss him and miss the blessing. Hear me clearly. When you focus, that is why he said, do not focus on earthly things. Do not lay your treasure up on things that will be destroyed. When you are focused only on the things you will get from him, when he moves, you will lose everything. You will lose both him, the Lord, and those blessings. Look at it. I am focusing on catching this. Sir, move. Can I see the shadow again? Has the shadow not gone? Come back again. But when you are focused on him, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing, this is what happens. Instead of looking at this, your eyes are fixed on him. If you can grab him and hold him, hope you know you have every other thing that he is releasing. Now, this is the implication. When he moves, you move with him, and the blessings are there with you. That a child of God will fix his case on the Lord, no matter what it is, and you will never regret that you have served this Jesus, and that is what it is meant to achieve. Oh, may his name be glorified. May his name be blessed. May his name be magnified. May his name be lifted high. May his name be worshipped. If you don't mind, just be on your feet. Just be on your feet. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We've appreciated you for whom you are. And just begin to tell him, Lord, help me in this terrible age. This terrible age, that my focus, even as I walk with you, that I will be, my eyes will be fixed on you, that I will move with you at the pace with which you move, and your name will be glorified enormously in my life. Tell him, Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen me. I don't know about you. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like him. Talk to him. Lord, strengthen me. Give me the ability to get focused on you. And my eyes will be focused on you. And I will follow you at your pace. Then I will not move to the left or to the right. Talk to Jesus. 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 Talk to Jesus.